These last few messages could be described as revisions, so let's take a look. The Holy Spirit's ministry of the interior is unceasing. His majesty is in us, both to will and to do, and it requires our cooperation. If we allow him, he will work his great work of sanctification in us in such a way that the world and its attractions become very distant indeed. Like the maiden in the Song of Songs who finds herself on a journey from initial love to mature love, we will trace our journey into his great heart of love for us and come to the place where we desire only his will, only to work where we see he's working and where he invites us to join him. All ambition lies in the dust, agendas likewise, and there is nothing but loyalty to him, loyalty to that one master. Sometimes God appears to withdraw. One minute we're basking in his presence, we can take the world on single-handed. The next we're like Joseph, down a pit, darkness, misery. Where does it all go? It's all part of the training. What we are experiencing is he's moving us from feeling to faith. You know about those three cats, of course. No? Ah, well, three cats, imagine them walking along a wall. One in front, called fact. The next one, following him, is faith. And the third one, feeling. Three cats. All the time, faith kept his eyes on fact. He was all right. When he looked around at feeling, they both fell off the wall. Point? Don't look or live in your feelings. He gives us an experience of himself, and just as we are set to camp there enjoying the experience, shall we build three tabernacles like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration, he moves the scenery and it all goes dark, very dark. Now he wants us to learn to live not by feelings, the next meeting, the next conference, the next word, the next encounter, the next laying on of hands, but by faith. Raw faith. God says it, I believe it, that settles it. Faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Not so good. It's here that we learn the valley is the place where we grow, not the mountaintop. We can't live on mountaintop experiences. Ask Pete, he wanted to camp there. We have to have that most recent experience of him taken away so that he can give us something better, something more of himself. An absolute cast iron certainty that he is as he says he is, whether we feel it or not. Hope, steadfast, certain, whether the situation changes or not. Doesn't matter, we trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. If you look at the initials of that, you'll find it spells faith. That testing time has to come. After manifestation comes hiddenness, sure as night follows day. Light first, followed by darkness. He's done it all before. Now we see perfect submission, all is at rest. Lord, I trust you. I don't understand, but I trust you. He loves that.